From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The future of the war crimes trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic was thrown into doubt today. The reason, concerns about the defendant's health. The tribunal's three-judge panel is expected to decide by tomorrow how to proceed with the more than two-year-old trial. From The Hague, NPR's Silvio Pagioli reports.
Slobodan Milosevic had been expected to deliver a four-hour opening defense statement today to refute charges of war crimes and genocide in the Balkan Wars. Instead, the court convened an administrative session to discuss Milosevic's health. Presiding Judge Patrick Robinson read out a medical report that outlined the defendant's hypertension and the damage it has caused to his heart. Judge Robinson, a Jamaican, adjourned the session after less than an hour.
The chamber is clearly of the view that the time has come for a radical review of the trial process and the continuation of the trial in the light of the health problems of the accused.
Milosevic's flushed face appeared to buttress the medical report, which advised that the defendant is in no condition to withstand the stress of the trial at least this week. Milosevic's high blood pressure and exhaustion have repeatedly delayed the trial that began in February 2002. Stephen Kay, one of the independent lawyers assigned to ensure a fair trial for Milosevic, pointed out that the defendant's health has deteriorated sharply in recent months, raising an even more troubling issue.
It may well be that the court is at the stage now of having to consider that as a distinct issue on this trial as to his very fitness to stand trial at all.
Prosecutor Jeffrey Nice rejected the idea that the defendant is no longer fit to stand trial and reiterated his long-standing demand that the court appoint a lawyer for the defense.
This is a case that must be tried. The accused wishes it to be tried the way it can most conveniently and satisfactorily be tried within a reasonable time limit is for there to be imposition of counsel, in part at least, for the conduct of the defense case.
Milosevic, who claims not to recognize the legitimacy of the tribunal, but who has pugnaciously used the courtroom as his political platform, responded immediately through a translator to the prosecutor's suggestion.
And this is out of the question, as you know, nor will I ever agree to it.
The judges have withdrawn to chambers to examine their options. The legal precedents are vague. Here at the War Crimes Tribunal for former Yugoslavia, a standby lawyer has been assigned only once to one self-represented defendant whose trial has not yet started. Judith Armata of the Coalition for International Justice has been monitoring the Milosevic trial from day one.
It could be a significant turning point in the trial. For the last couple of years, the court has looked at the issue of whether it needs to appoint counsel, and it has so far pulled away from that and not wanted to go that far.
Armata acknowledges that it would be highly unusual to appoint a lawyer in mid-trial, but she says the court has the obligation of ensuring a fair trial and has no other choice. The judge's ruling on how to proceed with the trial is expected by tomorrow. Silvio Pagioli, NPR News, The Hague.